That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Pine Ridge Board of Trade had a rather bad day recently when stockholders Edwards and Peabody sold Cedric Weehunt 2 shares of Jot 'em Down store stock at $10 a share and then quoted the stock at double the price in order to show another prospective buyer how good the stock was doing. Well, immediately, Cedric wanted to sell his stock and take 100% profit, but the market conveniently closed at that moment. Now, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, you often heard it said, I guess I'll have to put up with this dull headache. I just can't swallow tablets. Well, Alka-Seltzer is made to order for people who can't swallow tablets. Just drop a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. And then drink it down. You'll like its fast release. And here's why it can be fast. Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever is already dissolved when you drink it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work on your headache without delay. Now, if you haven't any Alka-Seltzer in the house, be sure to get a package from your drugstore right away. Just keep Alka-Seltzer always handy in the house. With Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever in solution, you don't have to swallow tablets. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Lum.
Yeah.
Doggett, I'm glad you're back. Cedric just called and said him and his papa was on their way over to the store to sell us back them stocks we sold him.
Yeah, well, I hurried fast as I could. Takes that Mose Mooch 2 years to make up his mind about anything.
Did you sell him some stocks?
Just 1 share or so. But that's better than nothing, though.
Yeah, but that ain't enough, Lum. That's just $10, and Cedric claims we owe him $40.
Well, we can make that up all right now. See, we've got the $20 that Cedric paid us for them 2 shares, and with Moses' $10, that makes $30, and we can take the other $10 out of the cash drawer. We've got that much in there, ain't we?
Well, yeah, I believe we could scrape up that much. I hate to see us use the store money to pay our losses on this stock exchange junk, though.
Well, it don't make no difference. The money we're going to make on the stock exchange is all going back into the store eventually anyway. The whole idea of this is to raise money to expand up into a big department store.
Well, I know that, but I just...
And in the second place, I'd way yonder rather use a little store money than to get beat up by Cedric's papa.
Well, yeah, putting it that way, I believe you're right, yeah.
And that's exactly what he threatened to do if we never paid Cedric all them profits on his stock.
Oh, yeah, that Caleb a fist fight, there ain't no two ways about that. He'll do it.
Matter of fact, you ought to pay him yourself. Was your own fault for telling him the stock had went up from $10 to $20 a share.
Well, you told me to do that, Lum. Told me to sit there at that telegraph outfit and make out like I was getting a stocks report.
Yeah, but that was just to try to sell Mose on the idea of buying stock. They weren't supposed to have nothing to do with Cedric.
Well, I was just doing my best. I told you I never set out to be no breaker.
That's broker.
Well, whatever it is.
Well, it's too late to worry about that now, anyway.
But broker than we was, I know that.
But I think maybe I've got a plan to where Cedric might not want that money after all.
Oh, he'll want it. Don't worry about that. And his papa'll see to it that he gets it, too. Oh, but that Caleb Weehunt is stout as 2 oxen. He can lift one of them anvils over at that blacksmith shop just like it was a box of powdering puffs.
Yeah, but I'm going to write down some new quotations on this market report board of ours.
Some quotations?
Yeah. Whereabouts is the chalk at? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's it right there.
I want to show him that there's a general rise in the market right now. It'd be foolish time to sell.
Shoot if you must, this old gray head, but spare your country's flag, she said.
For goodness sakes, what's that for?
Well, that's about the only quotation I know. I don't see where that'll make Cedric want to keep them shares we sold him, though.
Well, I don't mean them kind of quotations.
Oh, different kind, huh? Now, let's see, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home, I've heard. Is that the kind you mean?
That's a song, I think.
Oh. Well, I'll sing it that way. No, I won't either.
Stall. Granny says a report coming in.
Huh?
There's a report coming in on the stock exchange.
This here. No good.
No.
What's it saying?
Nothing. Stocks is all the same.
I don't see how you tell what that thing says.
I know what it says.
Oh.
I don't really. I make up that stuff I say.
Well, that's what I figured, because I can't read that right now. I thought it was saying something sure, the way it sort of started out there.
No, I just wanted to show you that's the way the stock market quotations come in. You know, quotations, steel and wheat and rye and all that.
No, like a bushel of wheat, a bushel of rye, all's not ready, holler I. No, because I ain't played hide and seek. I don't know how. We ain't going to play hide and seek.
No, we ain't going to play.
I know a good place where I can get back here in a feed room under that.
And here you've been a stockbroker for 3 days and don't even know what a stock quotation is. These numbers I'm writing on the board here, these figures here, just means prices on stuff.
Well, why didn't you...
There it comes again.
Well, you better quit fooling with that now. You're going to run them batteries down. You're worse than some youngin with a rattle.
I just love to hear that thing.
Well, you must. I know you play with it all the time. Well, that ain't prices you're writing down there now under that hogs and lamb. Let me see there.
I know it. That just says strong to steady.
Huh?
I heard them giving some stock reports on the radio this morning. That's what they were saying. Lamb strong to steady. Hogs going strong. Cattle going steady. Steer steady to strong.
Caleb, we hunt strong. You ought to write his name up there.
See, the idea of this is to find out...
Oh, wait a minute. There comes Cedric across the street. Yes. His papa's with him. We better get out of here, Lum. Let's go play that hide and seek.
Well, we don't have to get out. We've got the money to pay him. Besides, I want to try this other idea on him. See, what we want to try to do is make him think all stocks is going up now.
Well, if we tell him a jot of dollar store, department store stock is going up, well, he'll want even more money, won't he?
Well, we better not raise that anymore right now.
No, goodness, no. Don't mind out here. They come. Wait a minute. Just Cedric's coming in. His papa's waiting outside.
Good. I'm glad of it.
Well, here I am. Is the stock and exchange open for business now?
Just open it up, I think, Cedric.
Yeah, it looks like a big day, Cedric. Everything seems to be going up. I was just telling some of our other clients that... It sure would be a mistake for a man to sell any of his stocks right now.
Well.
Fella really ought to wait a few days till they go up and hit the peak.
Well, what about my $40? I'd like to get that right now.
Yes, sir. It'd sure be a mistake for a fella to sell his stocks now.
Yeah, just take a look at that market report there. Wheat's shooting up sky high. Steel's going up. Oats is climbing.
Hogs is going strong. Cattle steady to strong. Lambs are steady.
Well, me and Clarabelle are going steady now, too.
Huh?
I see, me and Clarabelle are going steady now that Gomer's out of town.
Well, we're talking about that stuff that's wrote on the blackboard there, Cedric.
Well, you can write that about me and Clarabelle there if you want to. I don't care. I don't care if the whole world knows it. But right now, I want my $40.
Uh-oh.
Well, now, Cedric, you can have your $40. Admiral will get it out for you and let you see it, every cent of it.
Yeah, let him look it.
But are you sure you want to sell your stock right now?
Yes, Mama, I'm sure.
All right, I just hate to see you making a bad mistake like that.
Be a shame for you to make a mistake like that, Cedric.
Yeah, you better think this over, Cedric.
Yeah.
So far, all you've done is just double your money. If you hang on to that stock you got there, no telling how much money it'll bring you in.
Yeah, better not sell it now, Cedric.
Hey, Papa, you better come in here.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Let's not be too hasty about this.
Well, do I get to $40 or don't I?
Well...
Caleb sure has got big arms on him. Look at them muscles there.
Right there, big. Yeah, you get it, Cedric. Give him the money, Abner.
Yeah, all right, the little blackmailer.
Of course, now, Cedric, if you want to take that $40...
Papa!
Never mind, Abner. Cedric, just forget it.
Well, here you are, Cedric. There's $30 of it. Mom's got the other 10 there.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Give him that $10.
Well, here you are, Cedric.
Just won't. Much obliged to you. I'll drop in again and see you fellas.
Don't make it too soon. We can't afford it.
Wait a minute, Cedric. Before you go, I think I hear some more reports coming in on the stock market telegraph. Maybe they might interest you.
Yeah, they're coming in now, Cedric. So, listen at that thing go. What's it saying, Mom?
Well, I can't tell yet. All right, Grannies, what do you know about that? The Jotham Down store is going up again.
Going up?
Up to $30 a share.
Well, good for us.
Yeah, too bad you sold so quick, Cedric. You just lost yourself some money there.
Oh, I did. Well, I'm satisfied with what I made.
All right, Grannies, there it goes up some more.
Hmm.
To 40. What do you think about that, Abner?
What am I supposed to think?
You're right, Abner. It looks like it'd be a good time to buy some Jotham Down store stock.
Well, good for me.
Yeah, they're on their way up. Anybody can tell that.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can see that. Just half a eye, half a dot, or whatever it is.
Well, look at that. Shooting up to 50. Yes, sir, this would sure be a good time for a feller to buy if he wants to make himself a fortune.
Oh, this is a time. Ain't no sweet about it. The feller just had a few dollars to invest right now.
Well, do you think the feller could actually make himself a fortune?
Why, sure. Just take a few dollars, like, say, 40, maybe, just off. I believe that's all ring, weren't it, Long?
Might have been. Tell whoever it is to wait a minute. I think we've got Cedric just about sold again.
Don't forget it. Papa's right outside there. Hello, jot him down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, just a minute, Moles. Hey, Lom. If Moles moves, he won't ask you something about that stock you sold him.
Oh, well, tell him I'll talk to him in just a second.
Yeah, sure. Hello, Moles. Just hang on there a minute. Lom will be with you in just half a minute. He's busy right now. All right. So, as long as the jot-em-down store stock still going up higher?
Yeah, it's up to 100 now.
Well.
Yeah, pretty soon it'll be too late to buy in and make any profit.
I just wish we knowed somebody with a few dollars so as we can let them in on this.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, I got a few dollars, and you don't think you'd be asking too much?
I don't know, Cedric. You got out of it once, you know.
Yeah, I don't believe you're the plunger type.
No.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. I better go. Papa's waiting.
Well,
for
now, wait a minute, Cedric.
Yeah, you might be the plunger type after all.
But it's such a rush to make
this
up your mind.
This stock's awful good. Still going up. Look at that. 200, 300, 400.
No, I don't think so.
$800, $900, $1,000.
Well, I'll see you fellas later.
You hear that, Cedric? $1,000 a share it went up to.
So long, fellas.
Oh, that's the stubborn-headedest one young'un I ever seen in my life.
He just don't know nothing about financials. That's his trouble. We ought to know better than to... Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about Mose on the phone there.
Oh, yeah, he's waiting to talk to me.
Hello, Mose. Yeah, this is Lom. How's that? Well, yeah, but now, wait a minute, Mose. Yeah, but listen. Well, I'll tell you what I'll have to do first. I'll have to check with my partner and then let you know. All right, Moles. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Moles?
He overheard us say that the jot-em-down store stock had went up to $1,000, so now he wants to sell back his one share.
Sell it back?
And I don't see no way we can talk him out of it.
Well, it looks as though the Pine Ridge Board of Trade, or Stock Exchange, is getting in deeper and deeper. And I suggest that the worst is still to come. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, do you ever get nagging, tantalizing, nervous headaches? Does nervous indigestion sometimes distress you? And are there days when you're unusually cranky and fidgety? Nights when you're restless, wakeful, and worried? Well, Miles Nervine helps to relax the nervous tension that so often causes these conditions. Miles Nervine is a mild but effective combination of sedative medicines. Although first used more than 60 years ago, it's as up-to-date as this morning's news. Miles Nervine is made in two forms, liquid and effervescent tablets. Both are equally effective. If you've used Miles Nervine, you don't need to be told how effective it is. If you haven't, get a bottle or package and be prepared to get relief next time nervous tension gets the better of you. Your druggist has Miles Nervine. Caution, use only as directed. Be sure to get the genuine Miles Nervine. Listen again tomorrow night at the same time for Lum and Abner and their three rings on the Pine Ridge Party Line. Gene Baker speaking. This is the American Broadcasting Company.